You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
Our story begins with a fourth grade arts and crafts class. They were involved in a project that took a few weeks. What was the project? It was a beautiful tefillah that many women like to say after they light the candles on Friday night. The children put that tefillah on a beautiful decorated surface. And then they made all kinds of pictures and silk and velvet and golden stars and glitter. It was special, beautiful. And they worked so hard on it. After 3 weeks, the projects were finally finished. So the arts and crafts teacher, her name was Mrs. Gold, she said, "Okay, everybody, take your projects from the back table," that was the work table in the back of the classroom, "from the work table, everybody take your projects and put it on your desk, and then you can go out for recess." There was one girl whose name was Hannah, and Hannah sat in the front of the class. So she realized that if she would take her arts and crafts project and bring it to her desk, then she was going to be at the back of the line for everybody going out to recess, because recess was after the arts and crafts class. So Hannah was thinking there was a certain basketball court that she liked to play on because it was in the shade and it was a sunny day, and she wanted that basketball court. So Hannah was thinking, maybe I'll leave my arts and crafts project on the table and I'll come after recess and get it and take it to my seat. I don't have to take it before recess, even though that's what her teacher told her to do. But Hannah was thinking, I'll take it after recess. So while all of the other girls were taking their projects to their desks, Hannah was the first in line to go out for recess. Well, you can imagine that she got the basketball court that she wanted, and she was so happy. During recess, when nobody was in the classroom, the custodian was walking down the hall. His name was Mike. And Mike was walking, and he happened to look inside Mrs. Gold's classroom, and he saw that the arts and crafts table was filled with scraps of paper and glitter and yarn and ribbon and silk. So Mike said, my, what a messy table this is. And Mike wanted a clean classroom. So he walked inside Mrs. Gold's room, and he took his arm. He was a big man, Mike was. He put his arm out like that, and he put it at the edge of the table, and he swept with his arm all of the things that were on the table, the little bits of arts and crafts material. He swept it and swept it until he got to the garbage can, a big garbage can at the end of the table, and just swept it all into the garbage can. But you can imagine, because there was so much arts and crafts material that it really went above the edge of the garbage can. It was a whole big pile. So Mike wanted to mash it down. So he put his big leg over into the garbage can, and then his other big leg he put on in the garbage can, and he was stepping down and down with his weight until he mashed all the what he thought was just little bits of paper and didn't mean anything, till he mashed it all down. Then he climbed out of the garbage can, he mashed it all down till it was half of the garbage can, and then Mike left. Well, after recess, all the girls came in, and Hannah didn't see her project. So she said, "Mrs. Gold, do you know where my project is?" So Mrs. Gold said, "Didn't you bring it to your desk?" And Hannah said, "No, I'm sorry, I left it on the table because I thought that after recess, I could just come and take it and take it to my seat. Oh, Mrs. Gold said, well, let's see if we can find it. So she walked out of the room and saw Mike in the hallway. She said, Mike?
Yes, Mrs. Gold?
Did you see a beautiful project that was on the table?
No, Mrs. Gold, there was no project on the table. All there was bits and pieces. It was all trash. There were no real pictures there.
Oh, no, Hannah said. It wasn't just trash. My project was there.
Mike said, it was? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't notice it. Well, it's in the garbage can. Maybe you can find it.
So Hannah looked in the garbage can and she saw that she did have her project. She saw a little corner of her project. So she pulled out a little corner of her project. And then she saw there was another little piece of her project. And then she looked around and she saw a third piece of her project. And she stopped looking. And the tears came out of her eyes.
And Mike said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't know there was a project there.
And Hannah says, oh, that's okay. I understand. She went back to her seat and she sat down in her seat. And the tears were coming out of her eyes. Mrs. Gold felt so bad. But there was nothing that they could do. At the end of the day, Hannah was walking home with her friend Leah. Hannah had no project in her knapsack. Leah said suddenly to Hannah, Hannah, look. Look at the store. There was a store there that sold all kinds of arts and crafts things. So Leah said, let's go into that store. Would you come into the store with me for just a few minutes? So Hannah said, I want to get home. I said, no, just take a few minutes, then we can continue walking together. So Hannah said, okay. They walked into the arts and crafts store, up to the section that had picture frames. And Leah took a picture frame off of the shelf, and she pulled her project out of her knapsack, and she put the project on top of the picture frame so that it looked like it was framed with this beautiful picture frame. And she said, Hannah, look, how does my project look? So Hannah looked at it, and it made her feel ever much worse. She said, oh, it looks beautiful, Leah. It looks beautiful. I'm going home. No, Leah said, I'll just have to check out. I have to just pay to the cashier. No, I'm going home now, Hannah said. And without another word, she left the arts and crafts store, and when she got a half a block away, she started to cry. And Leah didn't realize what she had just done. She made Hannah feel so much worse over not having a project when she showed how beautiful her project was. With a picture frame. Now I have to discuss Leah for a few minutes. Leah wanted a puppy. She always wanted a puppy. She was constantly asking her parents, Mommy and Daddy, could we please have a puppy? Could I please get a puppy? Now her parents didn't want a puppy. They didn't want a puppy in the house. But Leah would not give up. She was constantly asking her parents, please, 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 can I have a puppy? One day, Leah was passing the pet store, and she saw a puppy in the window that was the most beautiful puppy she had ever seen. It was a light brown puppy that had white paws and a little white spot at the end of its tail. Oh, it looked beautiful. And the puppy, which was in the window, which was right by the window, when the puppy saw Leo passing the store, the puppy jumped up. And the puppy was and it was putting its little paws on the window. And Leo looked at the puppy. It looked like the puppy wanted to go to Leia. Oh, my. Leia went home, and she said to her mother, she said, "Mommy, there's a beautiful puppy in the window, a gorgeous puppy, and it loves me." So the mother said, "How do you know it loves you?" "I know it loves me. You should see how it was trying to get out of the store to come to me. Oh, Mommy, the puppy loves me, I know it. And I love the puppy. Mommy, please, please, could I have a puppy?" So Leah's mother began to soften a little bit. She said, "Well..." Oh, as soon as Leah's mother said, "Well," Leah got her hopes up a little bit. "Oh, please, Mommy," she said, "well, I have to call Daddy." "Oh," Leia said, I hope. So her mother went to the telephone and she called her husband. And she told her husband that Leia found this puppy in the pet store. And she thinks the puppy loves her and Leia loves the puppy. And Leia is insisting, "Should we let her have the puppy?" So her husband said, "Well, oh boy." Leia was thinking, maybe. Then her husband said, Leia's father said, "Well, if Leia will take care of it, that means Leia will feed it and walk it and give it a bath when it needs a bath and take care of everything else. Leia will do the whole thing. Then, and Leia was listening to her father's voice coming through the telephone wire, and Leia was hoping. Her father said, "Then she can have the puppy." Oh, Leia jumped up. "Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Mommy. Oh, thank you. And when her mother put the phone back on the hook, Leia grabbed her mother's hands, and they started to do a dance right there. And then Leia's mother said, "Well, Leia, let's call the pet store and make sure that nobody else bought the pet in the meantime." So Leia says, "Of course, Mom, please call the pet store." So her mother called the pet store. And the man said, "No, it hasn't been sold yet." "Oh, please reserve it for Leia." "Okay," the man said, "I'll reserve it for Leia." Well, Leia and her mother went right to the pet store. And there was that beautiful puppy. And the owner of the store picked up the puppy and he gave it to Leia. And the puppy started licking Leia's face and wagging its tail. Oh, it looked like she was right. The puppy really loved Leia. Oh, Leia loved that puppy. So Leia's mother bought everything that the puppy's supposed to have. A dish for the water, a dish for the food, a basket, a blanket, even a leather bone that puppy might like to chew, and a collar, and all the things that a puppy's supposed to have. And then when they walked out of the store, so Leia's mother was carrying all of the things, and Leia was carrying the puppy. Leia was so excited, she was so happy, and they got in the car, and they drove home to the parking lot of the apartment building where they lived. So Leia and her mother got out of the car and they're walking across the parking lot, and the manager of the apartment building is walking down also in the parking lot. His name was Mr. Jones. So Leia said, Mr. Jones. He said, "Yes, look at this. Look, we got a puppy. We got a puppy. Isn't it beautiful?" So Mr. Jones said, Now, he was the manager, as I said, of the apartment building. He looked at Leia's mother and said, "You know, I hate to say this,
I really hate to say this, but you know, when you rented the apartment, one of the rules of the apartment building is that there can't be any pets. I'm so sorry, but you can't have any pets in the apartment building. Ooh. Leia's face got red, and then it got white. Oh boy, we have to take back the puppy. She looked at her mother. The mother said, Leia, I'm sorry, I forgot. I guess we have to take back the puppy. Oh no. Mr. Jones said, I'm so sorry. So Leia's mother said, that's okay, Mr. Jones, we understand. And they got back in the car, and they drove the car back to the pet shop. So the owner of the pet shop said, what's the matter? And Leia's mother told him what had happened. Oh, I'm so sorry, he said. Well, we'll find a good home for it. But that didn't make Leia feel better. And she gave back the puppy. And they got back into the car. And she cried all the way home. And then when she got home, she kept on crying, and they ate dinner, but she couldn't eat very much dinner. And then after that, she tried to do her homework. She couldn't do her homework. She got into bed, and she couldn't go to sleep. She was thinking about the puppy, and she was crying. She didn't get to sleep till maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. The next day, she goes to school. She looks all sad. Her eyes are red from all the crying and not going to sleep, and oh, she looks so sad. So when she got to school, Chana walked up to Leia. Chana was holding what looked to be like an invitation of some kind. And Chana said, Leia, guess what? I'm going to have a... And then she stopped. She said, Leia, what's the matter? And Leia said, I almost got a puppy yesterday. But then we found out that I couldn't have it in the apartment building and I had to give it back. Oh, Leia almost started to cry right there in the classroom. So as Leia was talking, Chana took the invitation and slowly began to put it behind her back. And she said, oh, Leia, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then she started to walk backwards. And she said, Leia, she said, one day maybe you'll move into a house and you'll be able to have a puppy. And then you'll be so happy. And I feel so bad for you. And she said, So Leia said, Chana, why are you hiding that behind your back? So Chana said, what? What are you holding behind your back? Oh, behind my back? Yes. Oh, behind my back. Well, it's... It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can forget about... What? Well, Chana said, it was going to be an invitation, but it's not an invitation anymore because I'm not going to have it. So, you don't have to worry. Bye. And I said, well, wait a minute. What invitation? And Chana, what are you talking about? So Chana had no choice but to show Leia what the invitation was. She opened up the invitation, the envelope, and she pulled out the invitation. It was for Chana's puppy. Chana had just had a beautiful puppy. And the puppy was 1 year old. So Chana had intended to invite all of her friends over to have a puppy party. But now that she saw that Leia was so upset over not being able to have a puppy of her own, right then and there, Chana decided to call off the whole party just to preserve
Leah's feelings, not to make Leah feel bad. Leah said, "Wow, Chana, you think of me." "Oh, no," she said. You can have your puppy party. I don't want you to call off the party because of me. I'm just so happy that you thought of my feelings." She said, "Have the party. Of course you should have the party. And that's okay. I'll get over it." So Chana said, "Are you sure?" Leah said, "Of course I'm sure. Have your party. I'll be happy to come." And Chana said, "Oh, thanks, Leah. Okay, here's the invitation." And then Chana happily walked away. And as Chana walked away, Leah was thinking. She thought back to the day when Chana had lost her project and Leah had taken her into the store and Leah had put her project in a picture frame and showed it to Chana. Leah thought to herself, "I wasn't thinking of Chana's feelings. And look how Chana was thinking of my feelings." And Leah went over to Chana and she said, "Chana, please forgive me." "Forgive you for what?" "Forgive me for the day that I put my project in the picture frame and I wasn't thinking of your feelings about how you lost your project. I'm so sorry." So Chana said, "Leah, of course I forgive you." But Leah learned a very, very big lesson from that. And it's a lesson that we all have to learn. We have to be so careful of our friends' feelings. When our friends are happy, we have to be happy with them. And when our friends are sad, for whatever reason, we have to understand their feelings. And we have to feel their sadness as well. And in this way, we'll be doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. There will be great shalom among the Jewish people.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.